Three, two, one, zero.
Come on.
Done.
A double atomic version of Ground Zero.
Welcome to Washington, D.C. You're at Ground Zero. Hi, I'm your host, Dr. John, and I'm here with
RT, Funny Man, Money Man, Madness,
and the Ripper,
and special guest,
Johnny Handsome.
All right,
welcome aboard. Johnny. Well, what are we going to be talking about this week, guys?
Well, Dr. John, we have some news, views, a couple of real-time reviews this week for
you guys. What are we be doing there? Recoil and
Shogo.
Shogo.
Global Armor.
So,
should be cool.
So positive about the negative, man. Because we the funkier.
For the next edition of
Johnny
Handsome
Thumbs Lately
Ground Zero.
Woo! Oh my!
The women are going crazy. Kick ass gear. Johnny Handsome's on the slate.
The testosterone is driving me wild.
You cannot be telling me this because this is not something you should be telling me.
Find yourselves caught, stuck.
John, I'm on my back.
And Ground Zero. With the boys here,
the Ripper.
And the Ripper. Ripper.
Just ask the doc what's going on. He'll tell you here and kick ass gear.
And now, a word from our sponsor, the Rashish Moolah, spiritual leader of Moolala.
Thank you very much, my children. May the next millennium smile kindly upon you. I am here to warn you of the greatest impending catastrophe ever to befall the world. The millennium is the harbinger of great evil, which will sweep across the earth like the dark plague of Vishnu with each passing time zone. I am speaking, of course, of the year 2000 computer bug, which will strike on the stroke of midnight on January 1st, 2000. Financial institutions will be ruined and civilization will crumble. But you can find salvation, my children, by heeding my words of enlightenment. Follow me and you will be saved. Stay tuned to this station for more information. Thank you.
Welcome, everybody, to our real-time review of Shogo.
Shogo.
Armor Division.
By Monolith.
That's right.
Who the hell is
I'm
this?
I'm here with RT Madness.
How you doing? I'm doing great, Dr. John. Can't wait to play this new action-inspired shoot 'em up.
It's a great first-person shooter.
Well, here we go.
Lets you climb into gigantic person-shaped robots or run around on foot.
And gorgeous accelerated graphics, Dr. John. I'm checking it out right now. Look at
very
this.
Very much like Quake 2 with some extra special effects.
Wow. Look at the lighting, Dr. John. It's almost similar to, what was that one game we liked?
Incoming. Other than Quake 2.
It's sort of, you know, the same type of first-person shooter game.
Nice weapons. Very
nice weapons. It's a refreshing change to have some different weapons. This thing I'm shooting right now is, it shoots armor-piercing,
That particular one
missiles?
Is the multi-warhead missile shooter.
I better not get killed, Dr. John. Right now, we're just playing the demo. It's a pretty good setup. You go around, you try to blow different enemies up, and also there's different little surprises under, power-ups, different weapons, just like the same basic concepts of the other shooter games.
Yeah, there's not a heck of a lot new except for the difference between driving around in vehicle mode versus stand-up robot mode, and then hopping out and being in basically little squishy first-person mode where the robots can just stomp on you.
All right, just picked up the sniper rifle, Dr. John. Let's talk about that. It's very powerful, and also there's a special feature on this weapon. If you press, what is that, the F6 key, Dr. John?
No, just the 6 key. You get to zoom in.
You get a zoom in where this weapon is about as powerful as like a 20-millimeter cannon. I mean, literally just, woo, it's
take
awesome.
Take out tanks in
take
one
out
or
anything,
two shots.
One or two shots, whereas the normal firepower would require about 6 or 7 shots. This thing kind of maximizes. I guess it's in many ways it's like Unreal when you use the secondary weapon. You know, when it builds up power on some of the weapons. Anyway, but right now I'm kind of going through a town. It's sort of like a city. Actually, most of it's a Japanese.
I was going to get to that. Probably the most irritating thing about this game is the Japanese anime characters that have stupid comments to say with their little anime faces popping up in the corner.
And you can't...
You can't get by. Now, maybe in the regular game you can bypass this stuff.
Right.
But at least in the demo, you can't even escape past it.
What are they also got this other weapon right here, Dr. John. You can't underestimate it. What is this, the pulse?
It's just your standard little pulse rifle.
Pulse rifle?
Those little,
but don't underestimate
pellets. I love that one.
Don't underestimate. You get tons of ammo with this thing. And it's pretty damn powerful. But,
and I guess another sort of irritating thing with it, but it's something that's kind of realistic, is the fog of war
effect, where
you really do have trouble seeing what the heck is going on after launching a couple of missiles.
And, you know, that's...
with laser beams cutting through your armor.
Woo! Got him. That's very realistic, Dr. John. It isn't kind of a nuisance, because, you know, you can't really see your enemy,
but
it's very realistic. I mean,
you can turn it off, but that sort of defeats the whole purpose of all those special effects they put in.
Whoa! Damn. You know, they should have this type of... I think they should have smoke in more of the other war games, Dr. John, because it's
very
realistic...
Well, they should, but it's an alpha blending thing, and it usually gives you a pretty big performance hit.
Okay.
I don't know if you noticed, for example, in Need for Speed 3 Hot Pursuit, that if they're kicking up a lot of dust or snow in front of you, that it really slows the frame rates in games like Longbow or even Jane's World War II Combat Fighter. They really have a problem dealing with that kind of alpha blending, where it's either a black or a white alpha blending smoke effect. Mainly because they're making so many polygons on the screen at the same time with different alpha blending values that... it just slows the scene down a lot, so...
Right, so it's a trade-off. But I still like it. Maybe, you know, in the future, it won't be as, require as much of your computer's
ability. Depends
on
how you optimize your code and stuff like that. But really, basically, it's an inherent problem anyway, and that's why it's nice that cards are coming out, like the TNT cards. And we're looking forward for the next iteration of TNT, as well as Voodoo 3 cards coming out.
All right. Well, I'm a 30-foot robot, I guess.
You don't look that big to me.
It's only my ego, Dr. John. Oh, here we go. I'm in a tunnel. There's a lot of underground tunnels. Right now I'm fighting... They have mechanized robots in here, too. A little bit of like Mech Warrior, kind of. I pick up... It's a pulse rifle. You have a pulse rifle. What else do I got? A laser cannon.
Sniper rifle.
These are the things we only have in the demo. Plus you have a knife here, which is kind of cool.
It actually works pretty well.
It's pretty wicked. I forego the force feedback joystick. I'm just using the mouse and keyboard right now. My own little preference for this game.
Go
at
get
the moment.
500 health pack or armor pack.
Right.
So how do you rate this game?
Well, I mean,
at least
at
least in single player mode, how do you rate
it? I like it. I mean, I give it about a 90%, or I guess 4.5 smiley faces. Just because of the fast pace levels and excellent, I like the excellent graphics.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and give it a very generous 5 out of 5 smiley
faces.
Wow. Basically just because right about now, even though there are a few irritating quirks to the game, you really just can't get a heck of a lot better. They're not going to do much better graphics than this until they get additional features added in games, like really get bump mapping worked out where it doesn't cause a performance hit to do the dual texturing in a single pass. And, you know, with Voodoo 2 cards, you're supposed to be able to do that. And with TNT cards, you're supposed to be able to do that. So I'm hoping that they can bring in things like that and keep frame rates up between 40 and 60 frames a second.
And it, to me, it's refreshing to finally see some of these games coming out. Maybe they're not the best games in the world conceptually, but they're using
the
cutting-edge technology.
They're using the technology to the extent where it really is extremely pleasing to look at, gives you very fluid frame rates, and as long as they can overcome some of the multiplay issues with relatively low-speed modems, then, you know, you get an all-round great multiplayer gaming experience, too. And I think pretty soon, most people are going to be at least at 56K, and there are going to be a lot of people with cable modems. There's even microwave modems now. There's ADSL. There's basically all sorts of things coming up that you'll get a choice of one or the other for high-speed connections. So.
All right. Well, this is definitely an adrenaline-charged game, and hopefully we'll see. Stay tuned to see if it makes our list of the top games we choose on our wish list, Dr. John. So
thanks
a lot.
And stay tuned
for the next edition
Real Time Review
for you, baby.
Hello, my children. Welcome back. I am Darashish Mula, and I am here to tell you about Moolala. The only way to protect your money from the year 2000 computer bug. Moolala is the earthly manifestation of pure cosmic physical energy. Through intense spiritual training, I have learned to focus this perfect physical karma through my body to create a financial force field which will protect your money from the downfall of banks, credit unions, and even automatic teller machines. How do I sign up, you ask? Well, that is precisely what I will be telling you at the next commercial break. May the Krishna of cash look favorably on you, my children.
Welcome to our real-time review of
Recoil. Dr. John, who's it made by?
Zipper Interactive and Virgin Interactive.
All right.
What's all this Zipper and Virgin stuff?
Where's the Ripper when you want the Zipper? All right, I'm about to resume. Right now, I'm in a fast-paced tank in a first-person. You get a first-person or a third-person perspective. You've got about 18 different high-powered weapons.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
What do you think of the graphics here, Dr. John?
There's
a tank coming after me.
I would say the graphics are on par with, what would you say? I mean, it looks like a little better than Uprising, I would say.
Oh!
Certainly not as good as something like Quake 2 or...
Not as good as Shogo. I mean, the graphics are not as good as Shogo.
Or something like that. I mean, but it's nice. I mean, it's kind of neat looking. Whoa. The explosions are okay. The weapons look okay.
Sure. They give you missions where you actually have to figure out what, like right now I have
to do. It reminds me sort of, what's that game?
Take out this
like
force field.
Extreme Assault or something where you always have to figure out how to take out the force field.
It requires
like
some
that.
Cerebral, you
well,
know,
a little
thoughts
bit,
there.
Maybe.
Just a little. Okay, right now I'm trying to take out this force field so I can get into the base so I can knock out like the laser gun turrets so my, you know, my invasion force can land. So,
yeah, it's
you know,
kind of interesting the way is. The turret rotates on the tank. It's interesting.
It's a fast tank. Definitely a fast tank, Dr. John. What I'm using right now to control this is the Logitech Wingman.
Wingman Force.
Force feedback. This doesn't seem to...
No, this game does not have force feedback.
And
which,
also,
it's too bad because it would have been great.
It would have been great, Dr. John.
You know, driving around
take...
over... Like, for example, when you shoot some things...
Right.
The explosion actually leaves a big hole in the ground, and you sometimes have to drive through the big hole.
Yeah.
So.
Plus, if you get shot too, you know, I mean, you're taking hits, you feel the impact. I like that.
No, it would be great.
Another thing that I'm not sure I like too much is the fact how you accelerate, how you move forward and backwards. You have to use
the throttle.
The throttle.
And halfway.
And halfway
back is stop. All the way back is reverse, and all the way forward is forward, and it
makes it a little hard.
Well, it's a little touchy,
right? And you're jerking up all and down. You're going backwards, and you're trying to go.
It's touchy.
So that's a little bit touchy, and I'm just complaining a little bit. It could be better. But I definitely like the different types of weapons. I mean, from arc sabers, proximity mines. You got napalm, freon cannons, and the high intensity lasers. So it's a good array
of
weapons.
Yeah, you shoot those Freon cannons and it messes up the ozone layer.
But right now I'm trying to make my way through all these different, you got different types of enemy tanks with different weapons there. There's a whole bunch of, I'm telling you, there's a lot of enemies in this game. I mean, it is action.
No, it's fast-paced. It's, turrets and tanks and all sorts of interesting stuff.
Dr. John, I think there is some force feedback going on here. To be quite honest, I don't know. Maybe it's just the joystick itself.
Well, remember, it's got force feedback rather than a spring in the Logitech Force Man. We're going to be doing a real-time review of the joystick.
So. We will be doing, so stay tuned for that. But meantime, I've had time to play this game a little bit. It's just we just have the demo right now, Dr. John.
Right, there's actually the typical thing of having to find power-ups. Keep your ammo and other things going.
Exactly.
And, having some kind of little mission, like you said. You
have a lot of missions. Four different missions.
Knock out the force field or something like that. So, it's certainly not breaking any new ground in the graphics department or the gameplay department or anything else. I'm not going to endorse this game wholeheartedly and say, oh, boy, you got to run out and get Recoil. I'll say it's a pretty neat game. Certainly get the demo and play it for yourselves. You might like it a lot. Check it out. It's worth it. It's worth checking out. But check out the demo before you go ahead and spend money on it. Right. I give this about a 4 out of 5 smiley faces.
I give it a 4 too, Dr. John. I play it a lot. The only thing I find very frustrating is basically the throttle, controlling the throttle. That can be annoying because when you want to stop, you end up going backwards or sideways or something crazy like that.
But I don't know why. It reminds me so much of Extreme Assault by Blue Byte Software. It just reminds me so much of that game. But you're in a tank instead of in the helicopter. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, this is just a demo now. The real game itself has a lot more missions, a lot more different vehicles. There's, land vehicles, hovercrafts, amphibians, and there's a submersible.
And I'm sure major thing to the game is that it has lots of different kinds of vehicles. And so there's probably a lot of fun to be had with this game, but check out the demo before you go out and buy it.
Yeah, make your own decision. But I enjoy it. If you're looking for, a lot of action, a lot of shooting, fast-paced action.
And decent 3D graphics.
Decent 3D graphics. It does, John. It does
not
take advantage.
Not spectacular, but decent.
Well, it does have the Voodoo 2, full Voodoo 2 support, which is nice. Not all the, things coming out. There's a lot of games that we like that don't seem to have the good support.
Not as many special effects as you'd like, and certainly, the textures are not as complex as you could get.
But it gets hairy. Some of these, I've played this before in different levels. You get into, get past this one initial base, take out the laser tanks, and then go beyond. I'm telling you, you got to take out all the laser towers. There must be 100 different vehicles in there fighting at you. So it gets pretty hairy, Dr. Yeah. John.
There's a lot to do.
So
a lot to shoot at.
Woo! But I enjoy
a lot of little bolts of energy flying in all directions.
I don't know, Dr. John. I would maybe endorse this if we had the full version. Sometimes it's tough to really make that decision on the demo.
Yeah.
But I have a lot of fun with it. If it wasn't for the fact that the controls are a little bit awkward, because of that throttle, it goes awful fast. That's one of the problems. It's hard to, you're going top speed, you throttle back, and you end up going in reverse.
Instead of stop.
And that's my biggest complaint. A little bit, graphics perhaps are a little cheesy, the drawings, the designs.
Well,
the cheesy,
tank, very low polygon count on the tanks.
Right. Personal preference,
like
you guys might like it. Anyway, appreciate you staying tuned and listening to our
real-time
review of Recoil
by Zipper
the Ripper.
I mean
the Zipper. No. Oh, Battle Force Tank Destroyed. All right, Dr. John.
And now a word from our sponsor, the Rashish Moolah, spiritual leader of Moolala.
Welcome, my children. Have you a pencil and paper handy? Then you are sure to be writing down this address where you can send your money for safekeeping when the computers all go poof. And please do not be thinking that the FDIC will be worth a swami salami when all their precious hardware starts to be singing Daisy. I tell you now, you will be SOL on January 1st if you do not send your money to me for safekeeping.
my karma-driven physical force field will withstand anything that the modern cyber world can throw at it. So here, my children, is the address to send all your cash. Sorry, we do not take American Express.
Send all your money to Moolala, P.O. Box 2000, Washington, D.C., 2001. Or visit our website at www.moolah.com. And now back to our afternoon movie.
I'm done here. Now.
I want to thank you all for joining us again at Ground Zero. Tune in again next time for more news, views, and our own real-time reviews of your favorite games. We'll also be having some hardware reviews, including joysticks. We're going to pit the Microsoft Sidewinder Precision Pro up against the Logitech Wingman Force. So stay tuned. We'll see you then, folks.